What's up, guys? Yeah, I mean, they're really good. They're really good defense. You know, front seven, I think, you know, the box, they did a great job of stopping the run all day. You know, and then obviously, you know, disrupting things in the pass game as well. So, you know, it just came down to a few plays that we didn't make, and it's frustrating.
Tell us a little about the offense that led to that.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of back and forth. You know, it was one of those games where it's two good football teams. You know, we know that they're a good football team. They're, you know, in the race to win their division just like we are. So we knew it wasn't going to be handed to us, and, you know, they fought, and we fought, and it came down to a few plays here and there. You know, I need to go watch the film and look, you know, at some of that stuff. You know, I missed a throw after Sendejo's interception. You know, I think we got to score a touchdown there. You know, when defense comes up big after we score and pull it within three, I mean, man, I wanted that one bad, and I know all the guys did too. Coming away with a field goal there, you know, that was tough. But you know, you got to give it to them. They did a good job. You know, scheming it up, made some plays, and I think it just comes down to making the right plays at the right time.
What was it about the way they were rushing that was opening up some space for you up the middle to make some plays with the feet?
I don't know. I'm not really watching the rush. I'm trying to feel it, and, you know, there's just some open space when, you know, when I stepped up. And you got to give our offensive line credit. That's them trying to, you know, trying to run those guys outside the pocket, and I try to step up and, you know, if there's some space, guys covering downfield, you know, just try to make plays.
So you hadn't been sacked more than two times in any previous game, six times today. What were some of the factors that led to that in your estimation?
They're a great defense, great front. You know, I think, you know, every sack, every play has a story to tell. So, you know, I think as a quarterback, for me, I take a lot of pride in knowing that a lot of sacks are on me. So, you know, while we got out of a few and made some good plays, they got to the quarterback a few times, and you know, I need to go back and look at, you know, how I move in the pocket and how I adjust, and, you know, maybe get the ball out a little quicker.
Diggs said that that one interception was on him, but the first interception you had and then the fumble, could you talk about those individually? What happened?
The first one, just trying to make a shot, you know, trying to make a play. You know, didn't get as much on that one as I wanted to. You know, I got caught up a little bit, but when they made a great play, I didn't see what happened at the end of it. I was on the ground, but you know, the fumble, you know, I was trying to look downfield a little too long, took one extra hitch, and I mean, these rushers are too good in this league. You know, they got some great rushers, you know, at defensive end, and you know, it was a good play by him.
Based on the interception, did the hit you took there affect your follow through on the first one?
I don't know. I mean, I have to see on film. I mean, yeah, there's always stuff that affects, you know, that you can't step into it. But I mean, that's a decision for me. I gotta have enough room to make that throw if I'm gonna try to throw it that far downfield. So, you know, I'm gonna go look at it and learn from it, and you know, decide you know, what I could have done in that situation to you know, to make a better play. You know, whether it's move in the pocket and throw or move in the pocket and check it down. But yeah, as a quarterback, I pride myself in not turning the ball over. And, you know, turn over three times today, that is a big difference in the game.
Okay, so you had a rhythm with Pat for all these games now, and then when he was out, of course, your O-line had to shuffle around a lot, other guys getting injured. I know Joe Berger said he was frustrated that you hit the carpet six times, even though you're taking credit for some of them. It's hard on your O-line that's been working through. What was the biggest difference? Was it for you, Pat not being there, or was there not a step missed like in games past?
I mean, obviously we struggled, you know, on certain plays, but I wouldn't put it on, you know, Pat being out. I think Tony does a great job of shuffling those guys around in practice, and I mean, heck, I got a lot of snaps with Nick in the preseason as far as being at center. So, you know, he's played the position too a long time. So, I think they do a great job. Like I've said before, those guys do a great job playing as five guys as one, and not just individuals. So you move them around and do lots of different things. you know, it takes some adjustments, but, you know, I think communication-wise they do a good job.
The eight-game winning streak is over, but what can you take from what you gained confidence-wise during it and try to use that moving forward?
I'm looking to start another win streak. I think, you know, I'm disappointed in today, but I'm not despaired. And I think everybody in this locker room is ready to start another one.
Once they actually get you a couple of times, how do you stay focused, and does it get you off your game at all?
You know, you try not to let it. You know, obviously those guys hit hard, and they do a good job. But, you know, that's part of being a good quarterback. So you have to have, you know, kind of amnesia. You got to forget about the last play and focus on the next. You know, something I've learned and, you know, continue to try to learn and do today.
Despite the sacks and the turnovers, still with a buck 47 left, you guys had a chance to win. Is that more frustrating for you right now, or is that a positive for you going forward, that you're in that position despite the mistakes?
I don't think it's a – I mean, depending on how you look at it, I mean, it's positive that we fought back and we got back in the game. You know, for me as a quarterback, I mean, I want to be in that position. I want the ball in my hands with a minute 47 and to not – come away with points, not move the ball. You know, that's frustrating for me. Cool. Thanks, guys.